Okay. So today is September 14th, 2004. And the lesson that we're going to begin with for this series is ATM lesson number 28. It's called Legs Crossed and Expanding the Chest and Abdomen. Okay? So everybody, please lie on your backs. And since we've had a little bit of a break from class, take a moment to acquaint yourself with the floor again. Begin by noticing how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. Sense your mid-back and your lower back. How your pelvis is lying on the floor. And how your legs are lying on the floor. And now gently roll your head to the left and to the right. Go slow enough so that you can observe and sense the quality of the movement. Do you roll your head easier, or perhaps it just feels more free or available to go to one side than the other? And bring it back to the center and rest. Now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and cross your right knee over your left. Make sure that you're crossed at the knees. That's it, not the ankles, but at the knees. And this may mean that with your left foot, you might have to adjust it so that you feel fairly stable on that left foot. Good. And now begin to tilt your legs down over to the right. So you just go to the right. And I really encourage you to go slow enough, really slow enough, so that you can feel what begins to happen first in your pelvis. Then what begins to happen in your spine. Good. Very good. And just continue going at that pace, which is really lovely. You're all going very slow. The slower you go, the more time you have to observe what you're doing. Notice how the left side of your pelvis lifts away from the floor. And then right above the pelvis are your ribs, your lower ribs. And see if you can sense or just even imagine where those lower ribs are. And what happens with the ribs on the left side compared to the right side. Now continue the movement again a few more times, drawing your attention a little bit higher up in the rib cage, so that as you continue to tilt the legs over to the right, you feel how the ribs on the left side lift and turn and twist. And the ribs on the right side tend to lower themselves closer to the floor. Good. Okay, and come back to the center and rest. Shh. I have to go again. I have a clock. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time you're going to cross your left knee over your right. And once your knees are crossed, again, if you need to reposition your right foot a little bit to be comfortable, so your right knee is crossed over your left, or excuse me, left over your right. Cross your, that's right. And now, again, starting very slowly, begin to tilt the legs over, this time to the left. And again, the slower that you go, the more that you can learn to feel. What's moving? What participates? What parts of you don't participate? Or perhaps it's more that they're not familiar in participating. What's different about tilting your legs over to the left? If one side feels more challenging or harder, can you ask yourself the question, why? Is there a part of you that feels as if it doesn't move as freely? And just continue slowly and gently at your own pace, which you're all doing so well, exploring how you're able to let the legs go down to the left. There's a sense of twisting, a sense of rotation and turning that occurs in the spine, with the pelvis, with the ribs. Very nice. And return back to the center. Please uncross your legs and rest for a moment. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bend your knees, bring both feet to standing. And we're going to begin to do a movement of what we call oscillating your breath. So what it means is you're going to actually take in a breath and you hold your breath. That means you do not exhale. And while holding that breath, you learn to move the air or move the breath down to your belly, and then you pull it back up into your chest. So the breath oscillates back and forth between your belly and your chest. So for many of you, we've done this before, but for those of you who are just beginning with us, this will be something new. So everyone, please take in a breath. Hold it. And if you took in the breath in your chest, now push it down to your belly. So your belly gets big and your chest flattens, but you do not exhale. And then you, that's it, Susie. So you move the air back and forth. Another way of thinking of it is if you put air into a balloon and you didn't fill it up all the way, and you could squeeze one end of the balloon and it pushes the air to the other, it's what you're doing inside of yourself. So another clue is I'd suggest not to take the largest breath possible, because like a balloon, if you fill it up the whole way, it's hard to move it. So take a breath. Remember, you're not allowed to exhale. So take a breath in. Now hold it. Now push it down to your belly. Just push. Push your chest. Don't exhale. Just push your chest down. Make your belly big. There. Now pull it back up. Now push it back down. There. So you should be able to go back and forth at least 3 to 4 times before you need to exhale. So again, at your own pace and your own timing, take in a breath again. Again, not to take in the largest breath possible, just take in a normal breath. And then you hold it. And then you push the belly out. And as you push the belly out, the chest kind of collapses down. And then you suck it back up to your chest, and your chest gets big, and the belly pulls in. You should feel your belly button suck in. Hold the breath, and now push it. Now pull it back up. Now push it down. Really push it down. Push your belly out. There, like you're going to get pregnant. And now suck it back in. That's the idea. Good. So for those of you that this is perhaps your first time, try it again one more time. And this time see if you can make the oscillation a little bit quicker, a little faster. Good. Excellent. And pause to rest on your back for a moment. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and let's go back to crossing your right knee over your left. That's it. And go back to the movement of tilting the legs first slowly over to the right. Remember, you always go to the right, to the side that the leg is on top. Really taking your time. It's very important in this lesson that you only go as far as it's comfortable, because the moment that it stops being comfortable, you will start to hold your breath. Now, the next time that you take your legs over to the right, go somewhere where it really is comfortable. So it's going to be less than your maximum place. And then you stay with them tilted there. And now take a breath in, hold your breath, and begin to move your breath down to your belly and back up to your chest. And it should feel different now because you're slightly twisted. It's easier for the left side of the ribs to expand. you don't feel as if much is happening, you're more than welcome to place your hands. It's a good idea. Place your hands on your ribs. Both sides. Use both hands and really take the time to explore the movement of the ribs from your breath. So there's the lower ribs, which are all the way down to where your pelvis is. You can go that low. And then you can move your hands up along the sides, along the front. And if you use the whole palm side of your hands, you'll be able to touch a couple ribs at a time and feel the space in between the ribs. And for some of you, you may even find one or two ribs that don't feel as if they move, which is just as important to notice as what is moving. And whenever you need to, you can bring the legs back up to the center and then tilt them again gently back over to the right. So if you need to give yourself a little break, so you can do that, and then you come back to the original position and then come back to taking in a breath and oscillating your breath from your chest. So you suck the breath up into your chest. And then you push it down into your belly. And you're feeling what happens in your ribs. What happens in your lower back. And go ahead and let's take a rest. Bring your legs back up to standing and cross them. Rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And this time you will cross your left knee over your right. There you go. And begin by just tilting the legs over to the left and bringing them back up. Just taking your time to feel where is it truly comfortable for you to take the legs to. Go slow enough that you can pay attention. And then come to that place on the left side where you can take the legs to, but you're not at your maximum. This is a very important concept for everyone to develop, is how far can you go where you're not at your limit? Because as soon as you get to the limit, the tendency again is to start holding your breath. And then you lose the capacity to maximize the usage of yourself. So if you just stop shy of the limit, you can still fully use your breath. Good. So staying over there to the left, take in a breath. And again, continue this idea of oscillating the breath. That means you take in a breath, you hold the breath, and you move it. From your chest, you push it down to your belly, your abdomen. So your abdomen pushes out, and then you suck it back in, back up. And I encourage you to place your hands on different areas of your ribs, your rib cage. You can go all the way down to the pelvis where the lower ribs are. You can reach your ribs around the sides or the front of you where they connect, where the sternum is. And each time that you're doing the oscillating of your breath, observe and notice the movement or perhaps lack of movement that happens in between the ribs. Again, if you need to bring the legs back up to standing to take a break, and then tilt the legs once again back over to the left. Not to take too long of a break. So you just kind of pause for a moment and then come back to it. Good. You're all doing an excellent job regulating yourself. Okay, and come back, uncross your legs, and pause to rest for a moment. Now, keeping your legs long, bring your arms across yourself so that you get a hold of your shoulder blades. So you cross your arms. That's it. And just notice, I'm going to allow you to figure out which arm you want to cross above the other. So it doesn't matter. You'll change them anyways. But you reach, you're not really over the top of the shoulder. You really wear under the armpit. That's it. There you go. And really try to reach those shoulder blades. And in this position, you begin to start pulling on the shoulder blades so that you roll yourself a little bit to the right and to the left. Think of your backside as like a cylinder. If you really can allow the ribs and the spine to round like a cylinder, there should be very little discomfort rolling along your ribs and your spine. And you're using your hands to pull on those shoulder blades to create the rolling. And it may be easier to roll to one side a little bit more than the other, and we'll see if that has to do with your arms or with your spine. So which shoulder blade comes away from the floor easier? And do you feel how the ribs follow the shoulder blade? Can you feel how the twisting goes down along your waistline? And once again, the lower ribs begin to turn and twist, separating from the pelvis. Good. Now just pause for a moment so you change over the crossing of the arms. So what that means is one hand was, or one arm was above the other. So you just change over, get a hold of the shoulder blades, and just continue. And did the placement of the arms make a difference in the rolling? And pause and rest for a moment. Bend your knees, bring your feet back up to standing. Cross your right over your left. Right knee over your left, that's it. And interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. That's it. And now go ahead and tilt your legs gently and comfortably over to the right. Again, only going to that area where it's really comfortable, that you can hang out there. So avoiding the maximum, kind of stopping a little bit before that and keeping the legs over there. And now in this position, folding your elbows up towards the ceiling, begin to lift your head and think of directing your face down towards your left hip. So it's like as if you were going to look at your left hip. That's it. And then you slowly, gently lower back down. So your legs stay constantly tilted slightly to the right. And the lifting of the head compresses the ribs, brings the ribs together, so lift your whole head. But look at the left hip. Be easier. There you go. Notice, do you hold your breath? Or can you allow yourself to be exhaling while you do the lifting? Good. Excellent. Okay. Let it go. Bring your legs up to the starting place, and before you uncross them, tilt them just a couple times down over to the right, and just observe how the movement of tilting your legs is. Very, very nice. And rest now on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. This time, cross your left knee over your right. You are going to interlace your hands and place them behind your head. See if you can interlace your fingers in what we call the non-habitual way. That means to move your fingers over by one. Good. And then begin first by just doing the tilting of your legs. So just a couple times, tilt the legs over to the left. Just to find that place where you know that you can let them hang out and it's not too much. So even if it's the smallest amount of tilting, even if you only go a half an inch, that's okay. It's better than the people that want to take their legs all the way over to the side and their whole back has to lift off the floor. This is probably one of the most classic lessons of learning to do less is more. So once you find that comfortable place, just tilt them slightly over there. Keep them there. Fold your elbows towards the ceiling to lift your head and direct your face and eyes towards your right hip joint, the right side of your pelvis. Slowly and gently, you lower back down and just repeat the lifting. Notice if you lift the head on your inhale or exhale. So we're not interested in a sit-up here, but we're interested in feeling how the ribs can fold, that they can compress on your front side. And mainly they should be folding more so on the right than the left. That's it. Good. Now let that go and bring your legs back up to the center. And again, before you uncross them, just tilt the legs a few times over to the left and back. Just feeling the movement. Very nice. And go ahead and rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet just to standing now. And now bring your arms directly above you, over your face, so that the arms are towards the ceiling. Think above you, where you are. That's it. And place the palms together. So your fingertips should be towards the ceiling. And you really want your palms together. So see if you can have each finger line up together with each other. The pads of the fingers and the pads of the palms touch. And your elbows are somewhat locked, we'll say. So that means we don't bend the elbows. That's one of the constraints. Now begin to take the arms together a little bit to the right and then a little bit to the left. And notice, is it just the arms moving inside the shoulder joints, or can you feel how the shoulder blade lifts away from the floor to tilt the arms? Again, remember the elbows need to be locked and straight. So if you keep the elbows straight, if you keep that constraint there and the palms together, it means the shoulder blade and the ribs need to come away from the floor. It's one side easier, perhaps you can lift them, the ribs higher than the other side. Good. And rest it for a moment. Now this time, bend just your right knee. So your right foot is standing and your left leg is long. Please bring your arms directly above your face again. That means the fingertips are pointing towards the ceiling, palms together, elbows locked. And begin to take the arms, the shoulder blades, the ribs to the left and to the right. Only going as far as it's comfortable. And how does it change things by having just the right knee bent? Is it easier now to go to the left or to the right? And what about your head? Does your head feel like following the movement of your hands, or does it go in the opposite direction? It doesn't matter right now. So her question was, does what direction? So right now, all I want you to do is observe what happens for you. That's it. Good. Now change over the leg. So straighten the right, bend the left, keep your arms up, and again, continue to take them to the left and to the right. Really pay attention to the idea of the shoulder blades, one at a time, and the ribs underneath those shoulder blades lifting to roll yourself. That's it. And now as you continue to do the movement, allow your head and your eyes to follow your fingertips. And see if you can go a little further to the right, and perhaps you use that left foot to slightly press into the floor so that you can go a little further to the right. Again, engage your eyes, whether your eyes are closed or open. It can be either way, to stretch, to look at the fingertips. And see, how does that help the left shoulder blade and rib cage come away from the floor? Again, pressing the left foot into the floor. Good. Come back to the center and pause and rest for a moment. Bend your right knee, bring your right foot up to standing. Again, bring your hands above you, palms together. And begin to take the arms both again to the left and to the right, but you'll probably start to sense right away that it's a little easier to go to the left. Have your head and your eyes follow your fingertips. And as you go to the left, encourage your right foot to gently press into the floor. Perhaps that helps lift the right side of your pelvis a little bit so you can go a little further over to the left side. And again, go find somewhere to go over to the left side where you're not completely over there, but it's somewhere where you can hang out. And again, it's not at the maximum place. Learn to find this comfortable place where it's not quite your maximum, but you go a little maybe further than you thought you could. It's a comfortable place. So go over to the left there and then stay there. And keeping yourself over there, take in a breath, hold your breath, and begin to oscillate the breath down to the belly, pushing the belly out, then pulling it in and expanding the chest. What is it like to do the oscillation breathing angled onto your side? Very good. Come back to the center. Pause and rest on your back for a moment. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. Actually, just bring your left foot up to standing this time. Keep your right leg long. Bring your arms above yourself, palms together again. Begin to take your arms, your head, and your eyes a little bit more to the right, pressing that left foot into the floor so that the left side of the pelvis comes away from the floor. And again, look for this place where you could hang out over to the right there. So you're not flopping yourself over to the right to lie on the right side. You're angled. And preferably if you can be angled, not the area really under the armpit, but it's a little bit more on the back side of you so that you actually are lying all along your ribs. And staying there, take in a breath and begin to do the oscillations or the sometimes we refer to this as the seesaw movement with your breath. So it means you take in a breath and you hold it, and without exhaling, you move the breath from your belly up to your chest. And you can try different rates and speeds. Can you do the oscillation faster and then slower? If you need to come back to the center to pause for a moment, you can. And then bring yourself once again over to that place where you're angled, you're resting on the sides of your ribs and working with the oscillation. Try making it real fast. How fast can you oscillate back and forth? Good. Very nice. And come back to your back and please let that go and rest. And now bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and cross your right knee over your left as we did in the beginning. And go back to just tilting your legs over to the right and bringing them up just a few times. Again, I encourage you to go slowly, just as you've done throughout the lesson. Even though it's probably feeling easier, more fluid to take the legs to the right, to maintain that quality, just go really slow. And perhaps you can tilt the legs now a little bit further over to the right, that you have like a new place that you can hang out over there. And then keeping the legs there, go back to taking in a breath and oscillating your breath. Notice if anything's changed in the way that you can oscillate your breath. Can you do it faster and quicker? Do you feel a greater sense of movement happening in your spine and your ribs? That's it. And when you've had enough, you can bring your legs back up to the center. And before you uncross them, tilt them again just a few times over to the right, maybe going a little bit further than what you think is comfortable, feeling how the lower ribs on the left side lift and separate from the left side of the pelvis. Good. Come back to the center, uncross your legs, and just rest for a moment. Bend your knees one more time, bring them up to standing, and cross your left knee over your right. And start again slowly and gently, taking your legs over to the left. Again, only go as far as it's comfortable and go slowly so you can really sense the quality of the movement now. More than anything, this lesson is about quality. Quality of the movement, quality of the participation of the ribs on one side opening and on the other side compressing and closing. And again, try not to go all the way over. The tendency is we just fall over to the side. You want to be able to go somewhere over to the left where you can stop and pause there. And once again, take in a breath, holding your breath, oscillate the breath from your abdomen up to your chest. so interesting because just the changing of the legs and tilting the legs to the other side, there's like a completely different rhythm in the way in which one can breathe and organize their breathing. And the only way you can sense such a difference is to go slow and to observe oneself. And let that go. Bring your legs back up to standing. And just a couple times, tilt them over to the left. Again, just to notice the fluidity, the feeling of the ribs on the right side separating from your pelvis. And then come back to the center and uncross your legs and rest. And as you're resting on your back, take note of how you're resting on your back now. Are you somehow resting differently? Are there ribs along the backside that are making contact that perhaps weren't in the beginning of the lesson, or perhaps you just weren't even available or aware of them being available? Take a moment to observe your breath and your breathing, your inhalation, as well as your exhalation. And perhaps there's a sense of ease, or a greater sense of ease, just in the way that your breath expands your chest and releases. And as you take another moment to just observe and notice yourself, perhaps you can think about this lesson, think about the turning and what we did, and thinking, what would this be related to as far as real activities that we do in our daily lives? For example, sitting and even driving, if we need to turn to reach for something. Turn to look over our shoulder. We're sitting at a desk or a computer and we need to twist to reach for the telephone. We're setting a dinner table or making our bed. So you could think about how often in the day do you need to twist and turn? And how important that is for your spine and your ribs and your pelvis. And then what happens if we don't have that available to us? Okay, so you can think about that throughout the week. And this is a lesson that you can do anytime, anywhere. It's very easy to remember that you can just lie on your back and cross one knee over the other, and just remembering whichever knee is on top is the direction you tilt the legs. It's a very nice lesson to do when you've traveled and you finally reach your hotel room. Okay, so go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Bring yourself up to standing. And did you? So once you come up to standing, go ahead and take a walk around the room and notice too if you feel a slight twisting or turning that needs to happen with your ribs and walking. And tennis. Okay, so everybody have a nice week, and we'll see you next week.